This is the Music History Today podcast for April 29th. On today's show, Mozart premieres a classic, Bruce goes trespassing at a famous mansion, and a modern Broadway classic musical premieres. First up, though, on this date in 1959, Ronnie Hawkins recorded the song Mary Lou. In 1975, Hawkwinds started their tour of America, and on that same day, the signal for Americans to evacuate Saigon, Vietnam, as it was known as at the time, was given when Bing Crosby's song White Christmas was played on the American radio stations in Vietnam during the fall of Saigon. It signified the end of the Vietnam War. In 1976, Bruce Springsteen hopped the fence at Graceland Mansion in order to meet Elvis Presley. Elvis wasn't home at the time, though, and security kindly escorted him off of Graceland's grounds. In 1980, Black Sabbath started their tour, with Ronnie James Dio replacing the departed Ozzy Osbourne as their lead singer. In 1992, Paula Abdul married actor Emilio Estevez. In 1995, Tupac Shakur got married. In 1998, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith tore his ACL during a concert when the mic stand that he tossed up in the air accidentally hit him in the wrong part of the leg. In 1999, Tommy Lee quit Motley Crue. He would, of course, return. In 2003, the music documentary Only the Strong Survive premiered. In 2005, Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary had a bone marrow transplant during her fight with leukemia. In 2007, Rage Against the Machine played a reunion concert at the Coachella Music Festival. In 2014, Rob Hurst of Midnight Oil published a memoir about the band's American tours called Willie's Bar and Grill. In 2015, Cyndi Lauper testified in front of Congress on behalf of LGBTQ young people who were kicked out of homeless shelters. And in 2016, Jimmy Fallon and Paul Rudd released their cover version video for the Styx song Too Much Time on My Hands. The video became a viral hit. In classical music, in 1784, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart premiered his classic violin sonata in B-flat K-454. In 1798, Joseph Haydn premiered his oratorio, The Creation. In theater, in 1968, the modern-day classic musical Hair premiered on Broadway. In 1992, the musical Falsettos opened on Broadway. In 1996, another modern-day classic musical, Rent, opened on Broadway, and in 1997, the musical Candide opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 29th, in 1962, the musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1982, Adamant and Marco Peroni won Songwriters of the Year at the Ivor Novello Awards. In 1982, same day, Barbara Mandrell, Merle Haggard, and Alabama were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. And in 1992, Reba McEntire and Garth Brooks were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 29th include, in 1967, when the Turtles released Happy Together. In 1968, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas released Riding High, and the Temptations released The Temptations' Wish It Would Rain. In 1971, The Doors released L.A. Woman. In 1977, Alice Cooper released Lace and Whiskey. In 1981, Van Halen released Fair Warning. In 1983, The Replacements released Hootenanny. In 1985, Santana released Beyond Appearances, and Freddie Mercury released Mr. Bad Guy. In 1996, The Buzzcocks released All Set, and Black Sabbath released The Sabbath Stones. In 1997, Leonard Skinner released 20, The Kentucky Headhunters released Stomping Grounds, The Indigo Girls released Shaming of the Sun, and The Ataris released Anywhere But Here. In 2001, Prince released Rave Into the Joy Fantastic. In 2008, Mudcrutch released their self-titled album. Kansas released Playlist, the very best of Kansas. Madonna released Hard Candy, and Steve Winwood released Nine Lives. And in 2016, Drake released Views. Singles that were released on April 29th include, in 1964, when the Temptations did a twofer, They released The Girl's All Right With Me and I'll Be in Trouble. In 1972, The Carpenters released It's Going to Take Some Time. In 1979, Van Halen released Dance the Night Away. In 1983, Janet Jackson released Say You Do. In 1989, John Mellencamp, or as he was known as back in the day, John Cougar Mellencamp, released Pop Singer. In 1991, Mark Cohen released his classic Walking in Memphis, and Alan Jackson released Don't Rock the Jukebox. In 2008, Chris Brown released Forever. In 2015, BTS released I Need You. In 2016, the Florida Georgia Line released H-O-L-Y. And in 2021, Billie Eilish released Your Power. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happened in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 29th include jazz icon Duke Ellington, country music legend Willie Nelson, rapper Master P, singer Brianna Leah, singer Erica Campbell, singer Foxes, singer Angun, Queen Hervey, a.k.a. Amy Lindemann of Carmen. Harmonica player Toots Thielemans. Sax player Big J. McNeely. Carl Gardner of the Coasters. Singer April Stevens. Drummer Jeff Porcaro of Toto. The King of Skiffle, singer Lonnie Donegan. Bluesman Otis Rush. Klaus Voorman of Manfred Mann. Hugh Hopper of Soft Machine. Singer Tammy Terrell. Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells, Michael Caroli of Can, Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips, jazz musician Ray Barretto, Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys, Joel Larson of the Grassroots, Mike Hogan of the Cranberries, Joe O'Meara of S Club 7, and Matt Tong of Block Party. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 29th include composer Juan Cabanillas, who passed away in 1712 at the age of 67. Composer Christian Danner passed away in 1813 at the age of 55. Blues singer-songwriter Leroy Carr passed away in 1935 at the age of 30. Violinist Joseph Akrens passed away in 1943 at the age of 56. Composer Carl Wolfart passed away in 1943 at the age of 68. Organist and composer Nemesio Otaño passed away in 1956 at the age of 75. Composer Otayo Morales passed away in 1957 at the age of 82. Folk singer Cisco Houston passed away in 1961 at the age of 43. Jazz trombonist Miff Mole of Red Nickels and His Five Pennies passed away in 1961 at the age of 63. Blues singer-songwriter and guitarist J.B. Lenoir was killed in a car accident in 1967 at the age of 38. Composer Manfred Gerlitt passed away in 1973 at the age of 82. Composer Wilhelm Mahler passed away in 1976 at the age of 73. Composer Julia Perry passed away in 1979 at the age of 55. Composer Herbert Collum passed away in 1982 at the age of 67. Composer Jan Kepper passed away in 1988 at the age of 74. Singer Floyd Butler of Friends of Distinction passed away from heart issues in 1990 at the age of 52. Guitarist and producer Mick Ronson passed away from liver cancer in 1993 at the age of 46. Bassist Keith Ferguson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds passed away from liver failure due to heroin use in 1997 at the age of 50. The conductor of the New York City Ballet from 1948 to 1958, Leon Barzin, passed away in 1999 at the age of 98. Singer-songwriter Perry Ford of the group The Ivy League from 1964 to 1975 passed away in 1999 at the age of 65. Entertainer Mariana Levy passed away from heart issues in 2005 at the age of 39. Jazz singer Diane Brooks of the Three Playmates passed away from pulmonary disease in 2005 at the age of 66. Drummer Mickey Waller of Long John Baldry and also the Jeff Beck Group passed away from liver issues in 2008 at the age of 66. Composer Johannes Fritsch passed away in 2010 at the age of 68. Trumpet player David Mason, who played the trumpet part on the Beatles song Penny Lane, passed away in 2011 at the age of 85. Album cover photographer Jim McCrary passed away in 2012 at the age of 72. Composer John LaMontagne passed away in 2013 at the age of 93. Bassist Paul Goddard of the Atlanta Rhythm Section passed away from cancer in 2014 at the age of 68. Singer, actor, and bandleader Johnny Crawford passed away in 2021 at the age of 75. DJ Pierce Fulton committed suicide in 2021 at the age of 28. Jazz multi-instrumentalist Don Sobeski passed away in 2023 at the age of 85. And guitarist and singer Tim Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive and also the band Brave Belt passed away in 2023 at the age of 71. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 30th when, in 1978, the Rock Against Racism concert took place in London, England.